A new round of peace talks between Yemen's warring sides is to kick off amid a fragile United Nations-backed ceasefire in the country. Delegations representing Yemen's Ansarullah movement and former President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi are to meet in Kuwait on Monday. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia continues its airstrikes against Yemenis despite the truce deal that went into effect a week ago. In the latest of the strikes, Saudi warplanes pounded the town of Sirwa in Ma'arib province. Over 9,400 Yemenis, many of them women and children, have been killed in Saudi attacks since March 2015. A Saudi-led blockade on Yemen has further deepened the humanitarian crisis in the war-torn nation.
Saudi Arabia's continued attacks against Yemen have put a strain on the Sheikh ceasefire in the impoverished country. Yemen's Ansarullah movement says Riyadh is not serious about peace in Yemen as it keeps violating the UN-brokered truce. Ansarullah has sent a letter to UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, in protest at, quote, the Saudi breaches of the ceasefire. The movement has stressed that its fighters and allied army units have stuck to the ceasefire. Ansarullah has also called on the UN to fulfill its responsibilities regarding peace in Yemen. Despite the Saudi violations of the truce, the warring sides in Yemen are optimistic about the fresh peace talks in Kuwait on Monday. Ansarullah and the Saudi-backed Yemenis, close to the former government, have shown willingness for a political transition. UN talks in June and December failed to end the war. A naval blockade imposed by Saudi Arabia has been choking off the Yemeni economy, thus worsening the civilians' ordeal.
I have kidney failure and I suffer from a lack of treatment and medicines. We call on international organizations to ensure the supply of treatment.
More than anything, we suffer from the siege that has limited us in everything. You can't get any treatments or medicines in the market.
It is widely believed that Saudi Arabia is more willing than Ansarullah to end the war as it is seeking a face-saving exit from what's seen by many as a quagmire, which will have dire consequences for the Saudi regime if it drags on. Riyadh has been under pressure from rights organizations to end the war, during which it has repeatedly used internationally banned weapons. Saudi Arabia has not been alone in its war. It's admitted that the US and British militaries helped it choose the targets in Yemen. The Saudi war has killed over 9,400 Yemenis and displaced hundreds of thousands of others.
We're demonstrating today to ask the free people of the world to support the oppressed people of Yemen and support the besieged children and women who are deprived of food and medicine. Those are targeted every day by the American Zionists and American aircraft.
Riyadh unleashed a war on Yemen on March 26, 2015. With the stated aim of reinstating the regime of fugitive former president Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi, an objective which has remained elusive to date.
To talk about this, we have director of the IGA, Ali Al-Ahmad, joining us by phone. Mr. Al-Ahmad, it's good to have you here with us. Oh, well, good to have your photo and picture as well. Now, how optimistic, Mr. Ahmad, are you essentially of the outcome of the talks, given the fact that in the past, whatever agreement there has been, it's been basically violated by the Saudi partner?
So far, since the war was launched last year, the Saudis have always used these proclaimed ceasefires to escalate and to do more bombing. And it's very clear that this is a pause that the Saudis want during the visit, the important visit of President Barack Obama to Riyadh next week, and they want to have a ceasefire. So it's not embarrassing for Barack Obama, who is a full partner into this war, so international scrutiny does not get him. He's worried about his legacy. So it's very important that the Yemenis understand that and rob Obama and the Saudis from getting a quiet week during his visit. So if I was the Yemenis, I would launch a large attack on the Saudi borders during his visit or on the night and the eve of his visit, because it's important to send a strong message that the United States is a full partner to this war. No matter what they say publicly that they are trying to stop the war, the United States is fully engaged in this war. And it's correct to say this is not a Saudi-led war, it's a Saudi-American-led war.
Well, I see you're not that hopeful and optimistic on the possible potential outcomes. But speaking of peace talks, essentially, the first thing that comes to mind is that as a prerequisite for having any kind of stable and viable peace, you ought to have justice duly served prior to that. Now, in terms of that, how do you think cases brought against the Saudi regime by various humanitarian organizations like Human Rights Watch and even the United Nations, that there have been major crimes against humanity and war crimes committed by the Saudi side? Now, are we going to see any prosecution of the Saudi side after a potential agreement in the peace talks or anywhere down the road?
I don't see an international willingness even to speak on the issue of Saudi crimes against humanity in Yemen. So far, there hasn't been a single call for investigation. All these so-called international organizations that are in charge of investigating war crimes have not ever even made a single comment on this. This is an example of how international law, international organizations are really part of an international mafia that really only imposes its will on the weak, and it serves the powerful, the United States and its allies and other great powers. The International Criminal Court has said nothing about this. They have prosecuted much smaller crimes, but when it comes to Yemen, which is a clear violation of international human rights, it has not even issued a statement.
And very briefly, when it comes to the suppliers of weaponry and arms to the Saudi government, are we going to see any stipulation in any potential peace agreement that there won't be such arms deals anymore down the road in favor of the Saudi regime?
I don't see it coming either. You know, the Brazilians and the Americans and the French and other and the British are selling the Saudis the bombs that are killing Yemeni civilians, even cluster bombs that people have not used in decades. Since the Vietnam War, the Saudis are using them heavily, and there are human rights organizations speaking about them, but realistically, there is not a single international organization of influence or of value that has made a move. The UN Human Rights even Commission did not say anything about the cluster bomb used in Yemen.
Okay, Ali Al-Ahmad, I want to thank you for your thoughts there.